Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
And we've got some breaking news today about the case of Darrell Jones, who served 32 years in prison for a murder he says he did not commit. In 2017, his conviction was overturned after a judge ruled that he didn't receive a fair trial. We learned, among other things, that members of the jury were determined to convict him because he's black. There was no physical evidence or motive linking Jones to the 1985 murder in Brockton, and he says he has always maintained his innocence. But today, a judge ruled that Jones cannot suppress eyewitness testimony, giving prosecutors the go-ahead to pursue a new trial. And with me now is WBUR's Bruce Gellerman, who discovered evidence that led to Jones's release. And Bruce, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome, Anthony.
So your reporting, as we mentioned, helped overturn his conviction. Tell us about that. What went wrong in this case?
There were a lot of things that went wrong. You know, I mean, the eyewitnesses, the whole case depended on eyewitnesses. There were about five or six, depending on how you count. And it was dark that night, and it was Veterans Day, 1985. It was a Brockton parking lot, and these carloads of eyewitnesses saw something briefly, very briefly, and they all said that they saw something, a very short man kill a large man, a black man kill a Cuban. And it turns out that Darrell Jones, who's convicted in this case, was just one inch shorter than Guillermo Rodriguez, who was the victim. So there's other things that are wrong. There were, as you mentioned, there was no motive in the case. There was no physical evidence. There was totally eyewitness. And one of the things that really went wrong in the original case was later on we find out 2 years ago there was a series of hearings. He was appealing his conviction of 32 years. And we find out that one of the videotapes, the key piece of evidence in this case, had been deliberately doctored by the lead detective in the case.
Right. And then thanks to your reporting, we learned some pretty alarming things about the jury, right?
Well, we learned that the jury was prejudiced. I found the juror. She said as soon as the two men walked in the jury room, they said, let's convict him. He's black. So there was an all-white jury, and he was convicted. He served 32 years. So, you know, then that brings us up to this. You know, so last year there was a series of hearings, witnesses, where all the witnesses except one who had died appeared in court. And they said, you know, we were coerced by the police. We were threatened by the police. They showed us photographs. They told us who the guy was. Could we pick out Darrell Jones? They said that, you know, I knew three of the people in the six, you know, photo array. But the judge turned around and said, no. You know, he just handed down his decision today. And he said things like, you know, I know that people over passage of time, witnesses become more comfortable with testifying candidly. But he says, in general, you know, it's my view. I take this with great skepticism. And generally, their earliest statements of testimony are more reliable than what they just told me in court. And it's
surprising because eyewitness testimony has been proved again and again to be the most unreliable.
Especially in a cross-racial instance, right,
yeah,
which this was.
So have you heard from Jones or his representative today?
I spoke to his attorney. Jones is in Atlanta, actually, today, attending a network conference of innocence people, 200 people whose convictions were overturned. Here's Paul Rudolph, his attorney.
This decision that we got today is shocking and wrong for two main reasons. First, it's based on the testimony of a detective who three judges have now said intentionally lied at the first trial. And second, because the ruling actually says that it's fine for the police to pressure witnesses to make an ID as long as the police themselves think they're doing the right thing.
All right. So, Bruce, very quickly, what's next? What's the timing?
May 20th is the new trial. It occurs in Brockton Superior Court.
All right. And you'll be there. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman, thanks so much. You can find a lot more information about this case, including Bruce's reporting, at radioboston.org.